Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us once again, we've got the one and only Brendan Small. How are you?
Hello, Jackie. Good to be here again. Good to hear your voice.
Yes. Obviously, love having members of Death Clock pick tunes every single week. It's a very fun part of the show. Very happy to have you on. And speaking of Death Clock and Metalocalypse, there's a lot that's been happening for those who are out there on social media. And you've suggested that fans rally through social media to find a place for a Metalocalypse finale. Now there's also a grassroots campaign, Metalocalypse Now. What have you noticed about that collective power of the camaraderie of the metal community?
I've noticed that there is something pretty amazing about, you know, the fan base of Metalocalypse. And, you know, that comes straight from the metal community, which is probably the most powerful group of terribly loyal people that I've come across. They're more loyal than regular comedy people. They're more loyal than anybody that I know. And they've been such great supporters over the years of the show Metalocalypse and the music Death Clock. I mean, they're the ones that made the music kind of an actual thing, you know? There's no reason that Death Clock should have toured and done all this stuff. This was a band that didn't truly exist, really. But because of the fans, because of them buying the records, because of them watching the show, we realized we had a really strong market out there. And so about a year and a half ago, 2 years, I did a big one-hour-long rock opera with the intention of adding a mini-series on the end. Well, earlier this year, I went on a podcast and I said, look, you guys want to know, I get barraged every single day by Metalocalypse fans asking, what is going on? Where's my show? Where are the characters I love? You left us in the lurch with this character and all this stuff. When do we get more? And I said, look, here's what happened. I pitched a miniseries. The network said they couldn't afford it. And I talked to the network and I said, you know, we got a strong fan base. In fact, our ratings are really solid right now. After our premiere, after we premiered 9 years ago on Adult Swim, our ratings are still super great, super solid. And we know there's a fan base there, but they can't afford it. So I came up with an idea. I actually talked to different people, including Netflix, and I said, how do I get my show finished? Like, you know, I see a lot of shows having a second life on these streaming sites. Adult Swim hasn't really gotten into that, and I thought, what a great opportunity for them to start finding a second home for the shows that still have really strong audiences, like Metalocalypse.
Yeah, and Brendan mentioned this online, and a group of people came to him, and now we have MetalocalypseNow.com. Go there for info. Have your voices heard. We all agree. We all want to see the ending of Metalocalypse. Brendan Small with us on the show tonight. A tune from Brendan Small's Galacticon. This is Death Waltz. Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Brendan Small on the show with us this evening talking about Metalocalypse. And go to MetalocalypseNow.com for details. Brendan, is it hard not taking it personally when art and creativity are conflicted by business?
Not at all. In fact, that's the first lesson you learn in show business is that, first of all, I think a fan tweeted at some point, they said, hey, I feel real bad for you, Brendan, about all this stuff. And I thought, me? You shouldn't feel bad about me. I'm a big boy. I decided to choose this business. I'm lucky enough to get work in it. And I'm going to wind up on my feet no matter what I do. Because it's my job to have ideas and film TV shows. But I also get when, you know, the TV's in a really strange place. Standard cable weblet TV is losing money every single year, and these streaming companies are starting. It's the future of TV. So it's we see that happening. People are cutting the cable cord constantly, and it's a smart business move to find where the money is and to find where the audience is, and that's kind of what I'm offering to the fans and to Adult Swim and to Hulu to try to just get together and make it work. And again, once we show people the numbers, I think it's going to be either we'll mobilize everybody or we can be met with apathy. But I don't think that happens in the metal community. I think metal people take action, which is why metal is still strong and powerful and all that stuff. But no, I don't take it personally. I can't because I'm I'm proud of the work. If I'm proud of the work, then nothing can hurt me.
Full Metal Jacket with Brendan Small on the show with us. Gonna take a quick break. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Gonna get to music from Buried in Verona, a band I want you to check out. We'll have Brendan pick a tune. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie with Brendan Small on the show with us tonight. Metalocalypse and Death Clock have been a significant part of your career. What's been the most unexpected change to your life because of it?
The weirdest thing is, you know, before Metalocalypse, I was a musician, and I'd introduce myself as a writer. I didn't introduce myself as a comedian. And since Metalocalypse, it's kind of, I put the hours in as a guitarist. I went to music school at Berklee College of Music, but I never thought I would really do anything with it. And the biggest, most significant difference is that the music has actually changed my life. It's made me kind of a more serious musician. And I think it's influenced other people to either start playing music or start playing guitar or learn these songs or figure all this stuff out. But it's been a music thing. You know, this show is so so very much rooted in the music of the genre. And for me, it's the coolest part of the whole job is that I get to be a guitar player for a living. And I get to help design guitars for Gibson. And I get to do a lot of cool, crazy stuff. People now bring me in to demo their products, and I get to, for me, it's like living in Candyland. I can't believe that I get to do this stuff. So that's the most significant difference, is that I live in a world of, I live and breathe and sleep guitars all day, and I love it.
Full Metal Jackie, we've got Brendan Small on the show with us tonight. Hey, check out metalocalypsenow.com. Gonna take a quick break. Don't forget the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up this hour. Also gonna check out another tune from the latest Slayer record and more with Brendan. It's all on the way. Earth Mother from Samson. And yes, that voice sounds familiar. It is Bruce Dickinson. That was the last record he did with Samson before joining Iron Maiden. Full Metal Jackie, Brendan Small is our guest on the show tonight. We're talking about Metalocalypse Now. Go to metalocalypsenow.com for details on what's happening. Death Clock is unique because it exists in different contexts. Will there still be albums and live performances regardless of how the animated series concludes?
I have a plan where that's basically my first plan when I pitched the show was that TV shows go away because they cost a lot of money. But I can make records forever if I want to. And that's the plan, is I'm not going to stop making music. And in fact, that's what I've been doing. I've been demoing a bunch of stuff that I don't know what I'm going to call it just yet. I don't know if it's Galacticon or if it's Death Clock or if it's Galacticlock or I don't know what. But either way, I'm writing music in the style that I like writing music in, which is extreme metal that's melodic and has interesting changes and stuff like that, and I have no interest in stopping doing that. So I love it. I love recording. I like writing music, and I'll do that forever.
Full Metal Jackie with Brendan Small. Gotta take a quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Brendan. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Brendan Small on the show with us tonight talking about Metalocalypse and the future of Metalocalypse. Brendan, what have you got planned for post-Metalocalypse?
Post-Metalocalypse? It's like I said, the way that I've created, the way that I've cultivated my career is that it's my job to come up with an idea and get people excited about it and then work on something. So I have tons of ideas. I have a cool project that I'm working on right now that Jack Black is producing. That's all I can really say, but I love this idea, and I think the Metalocalypse audience would love it too. And we'll see how far we get with it. You never know, because like for every one idea, you try like 30, and that's part of what I'm doing. And, plenty of other stuff. I have plenty of other cool stuff, but it's really hard to get to that stuff when I have this gigantic fan base of people who just want me to finish this one thing, which I totally get. And here's the thing. I have a final story from Metalocalypse that I really like a lot. And I even have a title. And if you want to know what the title of this project is, it may get you kind of excited because I think it's a cool title. And I think if you're caught up with the show, it'll mean something to you. So go to metalocalypsenow.com and check it out.
Awesome. Brendan, thank you so much for taking the time and wishing you the best of luck. You know, I love everything that you do. And we're all rallying to make sure that everything that is supposed to happen here happens because we all want to see how Metalocalypse ends.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time and spreading the word. And thanks to the fans who have inspired me to put this campaign together. It's because of you guys that I'm doing this. It's not for me, it's for you. So, and I think you're going to like it. Sure to get done.
Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.